a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories, listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. For the first time, we're seeing some of the footage from the night a 13-year-old autistic boy was shot by police in Salt Lake City after his own mother called 911. Her son was having an episode and needed to go to the hospital. The Salt Lake City mayor says what happened next is a tragedy.
As a member of this community and as the mother of a 14-year-old boy, I am profoundly heartbroken and I am frustrated.
She and Police Chief Mike Brown spoke just 2 hours ago. About an hour before the video was released, Chief Brown said he wants to work with local experts for more help.
We are facing a mental health crisis in this country with a void of resources for those in crisis.
All the while,
make no mistake, this is a crisis.
All the while, the boy's mother says she doesn't believe that he should have been shot. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Golda Barton spoke with the Salt Lake City Police Department and officials expressed their sorrow over the shooting.
They just are saying that because I don't know why, because it's hollow words.
She spoke exclusively with KSL 5's Tanya Dean, saying her son was not armed. And even though he's recovering well, he still has a lot of gunshot wounds.
There's so many holes, dude. There's so many holes.
Mayor Erin Mendenhall says the department will definitely be more transparent, and she calls this shooting another tragedy.
I am profoundly heartbroken. And I am frustrated.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 502. Police have arrested a man who took a test drive at the car dealership. And he took off with the car and refused to let the salesperson out. Police say that salesperson said, let's go back now. And 43-year-old Caleb Gibson refused, flooring it to 100 miles an hour. The dealership employee called the police, and the car was eventually pulled over by UHP. The suspect told troopers he was afraid. Because the salesperson was yelling at him and grabbing the steering wheel, Gibson is now facing kidnapping charges. KSL News Time 502, warm September weather is keeping the algae happy. Todd Fuchs?
Jeff, the happy algae unfortunately makes lake goers unhappy, and health officials in Wasatch County have issued a warning for the harmful algae at Deer Creek Reservoir. It's impacting the Rainbow Bay area, and people are being advised not to swim or water ski in the area where they see scum in the water. And if you catch fish there, make sure to clean the fish well. All eyes on the Senate as President Trump prepares to announce his pick for the Supreme Court this week. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, weekend protests in his home state of Kentucky prompting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to double down on his position. He says the Senate will vote on the president's nominee before Election Day.
Some of the same individuals who tried every conceivable dirty trick to obstruct Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh are lining up to proclaim the third time will be the charm.
President Trump says he will announce his pick Friday or Saturday. A somber moment on Capitol Hill, House Chaplain Pat Conroy honoring Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
May all Americans be inspired to be their best selves because of her example. May she rest in peace.
The House also unanimously passing a resolution to honor Ginsburg.
You're going to school.
Very young children wearing masks, paving the way for older kids to return to classrooms in the nation's largest school district. In-person learning resuming today for special education students and preschoolers in New York City. Franklin Jaramillo taking his four-year-old son to a pre-K center in Queens.
Obviously, as parents, we're concerned, and, you know, for everybody, you know, because we still go to grandma's house and grandpa's house. But we take every precaution. I know everyone's doing what they can.
New York City is phasing in its reopening by grade levels over the next 2 weeks. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
United Kingdom is upgrading its COVID-19 alert level as they worry about seeing a rise in infections. The country could see up to 50,000 cases per day by mid-October if things keep up. Parents here are getting mixed messages about where students are actually contracting coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly with more.
With kids in class, playing sports, and doing after-school activities, the Utah County Health Department spokeswoman Aislinn Tolman-Hill says doing contact tracing is more difficult.
To definitively say an individual has contracted it in an educational setting versus public setting, that's a really hard call to make.
But several school districts are stating the infections are happening outside of the classroom, and Brigham Young University is blaming an off-campus party for a spike in their cases. Tolman Hill doesn't rule out the classroom as a source of infection, but definitely says not following the CDC and Governor Herbert's guidelines of wearing masks is causing spreading of coronavirus. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
BYU says it knows the cases are from off campus because of contact tracing data. The school says that information is not publicly available. Utah County Sheriff Mike Smith says he's not against local mask mandates, but he won't be enforcing them. Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the sheriff feels we shouldn't be criminalizing families eating together at their house, which happened under the last health order.
And there were instances where there was enforcement done for those kinds of violations, and Sheriff Smith believes that that's the wrong approach to take.
The sheriff also said in a statement that deputies had to break up fights over it. However, we don't know what's going to happen here if Governor Herbert issues a mask mandate. KSL News Time 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
More emergency crews arriving on the scene of this crash with possible injuries. This is northbound Highway 89. As you're approaching the I-84 junction, Weber Drive in Davis County, the left lane is blocked and you do have delays. Then in Utah County, north of Santaquin, watch for police activity impacting traffic. Northbound I-15, about 2 miles south of Payson, blocking a left lane. Ricky Meese in the KS. SL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time, 5:06.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.